A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, February 13th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about World Radio Day.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about World Radio Day 2017.
World Radio Day was first celebrated in 2012, following its declaration by the UNESCO General Conference. It was subsequently adopted as an international day by the United Nations General Assembly. The theme for the 2017 edition of World Radio Day is Radio is You, which is a call for greater participation of audiences and communities in the policy and planning of radio broadcasting.
But how is Zimbabwe faring compared to other countries? The Zimbabwean government's continuing stranglehold on community radio and its refusal to issue licenses to all but commercial operations with links to state-owned companies or those with government ties is seen by many as a ploy by the government to stifle freedom of expression. Compared to other regional countries, Harare fares badly.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. The number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yes,
Kunguka Gibbs Nasi is Warnozi Kanwa Negutiro World Radio Day. Apo Pasirose Rinenge Richitarsa Mabasa anitwa ne radio. Pa tinge richitepenyura paipa kuti zvaka kosha sei muupenyu wevanhu. Saka ndonyadza tada kuti tinge tichitaura nevanhu vachitudzawo zvirongwa zvavanofarira zvavanenge vachida kuti zvinge zvavanenge vachida kuti vanzwewo pa radio. Asi tikatarisawo zviri kuitika muZimbabwe unoona kuti Zimbabwe ichiri yakasarira kumashure zvikuru tichenzanisa nedzimwe nyika dziri kuchamhembe kuAfrica kana dzimwe nyika dzemuAfrica. Zimbabwe neRwanda dziri kumashure nekuti unoona kuti kunyangwe pakapowa mamwe makambani marezinesi ekutepfenyura asi vamwe vanoti akarerekera kuhurumende yeZANU-PF hakuna vatingati vari independent. Uye kune dzimwe nyika kune macommunity radio stations akawanda vemakereke kunenge maChristian radio stations ariko my universities are in my radio. I ask Zimbabwe. Vakawanda wanoti Zimbabwe ichiri yakasarira kumashure segods kana kuti semuswe. Nekudaro pane zvakawanda zvinoda kuti zvinge zvichigadziriswa. Asi tida kubvunza vanhu kuti radio yakakosha sei muupenyu hwavo.
Yes, bona zvanenge iradio ikatekile kakhulu Blessing Nxasikhangela kuti iyo pela engafike kumeni lakho kona pho ungathenga lutho kangawo. Uyathenga ke iradio yakho uyifaka endlini. Ubesulalela nje mahlayana nje kumele udinga ibattery ye kumbe nxa ifakwe emdulini kwabantu faka khona kodwa kulezinye phela eziwindwayo lezi ezithiwa cri-cri nazo ziyasebenza ye nxa sesikhangela ke iradio eZimbabwe kanye ngazani ke njengoba sitsho ibanjwa nguhulumende kakhulu so la amanye ama-radio stations akhona kuthiwa kunganasekelana kancane lo hulumende weZANU-PF so ke siyabona ukuthi e-Africa vele ungani kunjalo nxa ungakhangela endaweni ke ezinjengeZambia isanda ukuthi lilungiswe iZambia kompana yona 1964 yayila radio station eyodwa basebecina bengenisa abanye amaningi kodwa lawa ayingena ama-radio stations angazani ngabantu abadlelana lohulumende kuzobuya futhi eMozambique lakho kwakufaneka njengakhonokho kuzobuya ke kwele Botswana kungani kwakungcono South Africa yokukhanya ngazani yenza kahle nxasukhangele sibe kula ama-radio stations amaningi kakhulu ama-radio stations angkhona lawa amanye ngabantu nje mahlana yakumbuthi kwakule Africana radio kuzobuya la kunye ukuthize so ngakho ngabantu ama radio arano ngabantu nje mahlana nje so ke nxa sikhangela ke futhi Blessing kwele Zimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ye akhona nqasikhangela lama newspaper eh kumba amapepa ndaba siyabona ukukhona ye phela amapepa ndaba afakwa abe manengi ngoba abantu abeneliswa thenga phela manje abantu kunjani ngani kuya ikhlupho khona.
For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7. And tonight on Studio 7, we are talking about World Radio Day. And for starters, of course, the first radio broadcast in Africa was on the 18th of December 1923 in South Africa. And then Kenya, it was in 1927, and Zimbabwe, 1932. And despite all the developments, radio still remains very important in Africa because of its low cost and also its oral nature. So despite advances in televisions and other forms of communication, radio remains very, very significant, Gibbs.
And we still remember that, as you are mentioning, that, you know, broadcasting began in 1932 in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. And we know that, you know, the kind of broadcasting was on a low key mm-hmm. when it started. And then it progressed during the Federation period. I mean, the Federation of Zambia, mm-hmm. Zimbabwe, and Malawi. And it was called the Federal Broadcasting Corporation. Mm-hmm. And then in 1963, it actually dissolved after the Federation and became the Rhodesia Broadcasting Corporation. Mm-hmm. So out of that corporation then, there was this kind of, you know, growing outwards. You know, there was a formation of some community radios, mm-hmm. like Radio Chakaranda. There was the Matopos. Mm-hmm. There was Radio Manika, you know, provincial kind of stations. Mm-hmm. So those were also phased out at a certain given period. Mm-hmm. So it was maybe aimed at what was going on. But let's not forget one radio station that was really stinging in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. It was broadcasting outside the country.
From Mozambique.
That is, yes, Radio Zimbabwe, mm-hmm. right? Or the voice of Zimbabwe.
The voice of Zimbabwe.
So it was really stinging and hitting hard. And we know that the operators were, you know, Charles Ndlovu, mm-hmm. and there was Edson Zobo, mm-hmm. and, you know, Richard Wobe, and several other people. Mm-hmm. So at the end of the day, you know, it was one station that actually almost dominated the Rhodesia Broadcasting Corporation. Mm-hmm. So now we know it is there in Zimbabwe, but it's no longer as much as, you know, what it was.
Mm-hmm. And of course, after independence, Gibbs, because of this failure by government to license other radio stations, you now have some radio stations broadcasting from abroad. You have Studio 7, you have Radio VOP, and sadly, SW Radio, which due to financial constraints was forced to close shop.
Yes.
But, you know, this is or part of the Zimbabwe story when it comes to the radio. Who do we have?
Now we've got Mr. Zenzele Ndebele, who's the director for Center for Innovation and Technology, is based in Bulawayo. Hey, Mr. Ndebele, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening, Mr. Gibbs.
Thank you so much. A blessing, I think you can ask.
Yes, Mr. Ndebele, of course, today is World Radio Day. Would you say Zimbabwe has made progress when it comes to radio?
Zimbabwe has not made a lot of progress when it comes to radio because, like you have mentioned earlier, that radio in Zimbabwe started as way back as 1932 during the colonial era. And after 1980, people expected Zimbabwe to really develop a lot in terms of setting up community radio stations, setting up commercial radio stations and expanding. But you know that the monopoly of ZBC became a constitutional monopoly until about 2000, when the monopoly was struck down by the Supreme Court following a judgment by following an application by Capital Radio, which was ran by Jerry Jackson, then who actually challenged the monopoly of ZBC, and it went on to set up SW Radio. From then, there have been fights in terms of during the times of Jonathan Moyo. He refused to, you know, license community radio stations until late 4 or 5 years ago, when the government licensed two national commercial radio stations, but one of it ZFM owned by Superman Wanzira, then Star FM owned by Zim Papers, which is a government company. And then 2 years ago in 2013, about 3 years ago in 2013 now, they put on applications for local commercial radio stations, and they awarded six commercial radio stations, which somehow are linked to people who are either in government ministers or former government employees. And up to now, as we speak now, we don't have community radio stations. The government of Zimbabwe is yet to license community radio stations. So it has not been as good as people want it to be compared to South Africa, where you have over 100 community radio stations. So Zimbabwe still lags behind when it comes to the development of radio as an industry.
That's a brilliant analysis there, Gibbs.
Yeah, ngase sikhangela kwenziwa kwini baba Ndebele ukuthi eZimbabwe lidonsele umuva ngodaba lolu.
Kwenziwa ibugwala bezanu ngoba izanu yecabanga ukuthi kona kungaba le misakazo yezigaba ayisoze iwine ama-elections. Mhlawumbe bayakwazi ukuthi vele bona ukuwina kwabo kungenxa yokuthi ngezikhathi zama-elections basebenzisa kakhulu o-ZDC ozimpepazi ukuthi betshele abantu amanga ngento ezenzakalayo. Kodwa kungaba lama-radio station le misakazo yezigaba, abantu bezigaba lezo bazenelise ukuthi bebekwazi ukuthi namhla kwenzakale lokhu ngathi bebe ne-information. So ukubusa kwezalo from 1980 ukuthi bazimbele abantu ukuthi bethole information. Ukati lo siya la uyakhuluma eBhayibhelini ukuthi abantu bani bafa ngokuswela ulwazi. So ngenxa yokuthi eZimbabwe abantu abalalwazi isikhathi esiningi baya bengakwazi ukuthi kuhamba njani. Baya betshelwa into ugovernment ofuna ukuthi beyize. So igovernment yeZimbabwe ayifuni ukunika abantu ama-license just because bafuna ukucontrola abantu into abazizwayo bezikhulunywe emsakazweni.
Yes, I want to go to the
But of course, Mr. Ndebele, you see, the reason that the government gives for limiting the number of licenses it issues out is Rwanda. They go to Rwanda and say, you know, a radio can be used for, you know, ethnic cleansing is happened in Rwanda and led to genocide, and therefore they are saying that there is need to actually monitor it. Is this a justifiable reason?
But the major culprit in using radio to for ethical cleansing is ZANU-PF in 1980, when they used the radio stations that they have in Zimpepas to actually, I don't know, pursue the Kukurahundi era, claiming that everyone in Matebele was supporting dissidents and they were dissidents. They even had columnists in Zimpepas who were supporting what was happening. You know, you had the headlines in the Chronicle and the columnist who went by the name Mushandi Damadoda, writing about, excited about the Big Five. There are no atrocities that are happening. The likes of Webster Sam, you know, Riwat Kangai by then, where ZBC turning the same propaganda. So it is ZANU-PF that has used the radio for violence. Even during the 2008 elections, you remember the Rambai Magashinga jingles. It is ZANU-PF that has always used radio to vilify other people, to call them puppets of the imperialists, to denounce others, calling their opposition to some violence. You know, we had Elliot Manyika singing Zanu Viva, Zanu de Europa, you know, you know, and these songs were played on national radio. So if you look at the hate language that is played on Zimbabwean radio, you will be surprised what they are talking about, because they are the major culprits when it comes to using hate language on radio. Even Mnangagwa in 1983 said we had the problem of cockroaches. That's why we called him DDT, referring to the Kukurahundi.
Thank you, Mr. Ndebele. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, a good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about World Radio Day. Makasununguka kuti mutifonere titaure ene nyaya iyo yekukosha kwakaita nyaya dzema radio edzi muupenyu wevanhu. Gibbs.
Yeah, let me get back to Mr. Ndebele. Mr. Ndebele, we know that, you know, in terms of how people read media text, you know, it differs from one person to the other, because people naturally use media text for their own kind of gratification. So at the end of the day, is there any belief in ZANU-PF that maybe there's this hypodermic kind of approach to their kind of thinking, that radio actually influences somebody instantly as soon as you get that kind of message? Do they think that it happens that way?
Mr. Ndebele, I think we lost him. I think we are now being joined by Mr. Okay. Rashwit Mukundu, former MISA director. Mr. Mukundu, good evening.
Evening, blessing and gifts.
Thanks for joining us, Gibbs. Maybe you can fire away.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. So I was posing a question, Mr. Mkundu, to Mr. Ndebele. Unfortunately, he got cut off. So what I was saying is, you know, there's this maybe belief in ZANU-PF that the media is a direct hit on people. Like, you know, if Gibbs says this on radio, people just take it as it is. Is it true for ZANU-PF as it is totally controlling, you know, the media sphere?
Well, you are right, Gibbs, that maybe the media does not directly tell us how to think, but we also check with other sources, be it family or friends, to develop opinions about given issues. But the critical matter with the control of the media is that how we make sense of the politics in Zimbabwe, the economy, the bond notes, the political violence is from the voice of ZANU-PF. So by controlling the whole media sector, including radio stations, the message that you get every day, be it you are in the rural areas, in urban areas, is the message that is representing the voice of ZANU-PF. So in the end, no matter I have my different view, I still have to debate based on what ZANU-PF is saying.
Mm-hmm.
So it takes you back to what many dictators believe, that all publicity is good publicity, bad or negative. So they suppress alternative views from civil society, from opposition, so that it is only their voice that is heard. And it has an impact, especially where certain communities have limited access to other sources of information. So if you look at rural areas, people are listening to Radio Zimbabwe daily. They are told everything is okay. We are suffering because of the former colonial masters. We are under sanctions. They are not told that money is being taken, $1.5 million, to buy a diamond ring. They are not told that the president spends 2 months flying all over the place, and that the child of the president rents a $500,000 a year house in Dubai. So in the end, ZANU-PF messages is what then people ultimately believe, especially where there are limited sources of information.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Asi, Vamkundu, tichi tarisaoka kuti hongu gudo kuipa kuipa aro asi arijike usiku. Ko mamwe maresnes akapiwa ya vamwe wakaita sana Star FM nevamwe vana ZFM.
Well, tikatarisa pekutanga pakapiwa ana Star FM nana ZFM maresnes vakatanga vachida kuedza kwazvo kuti vave vakasiyana nana Radio Zimbabwe, nana Power FM, nana Sport FM vari pasi pe ZBC. Asi pakazotanga kunyangara zvinhu mahupfu mwenyika uchienda uchishata muZANU-PF muchiita makakatanwa, muchiona kuti mawairesi akaita sana ZFM nana Star FM akutoenda achitongofanana nana Radio Zimbabwe yataita Radio 2 kudhara ZBC. Mucharangarira zvakare kuti gore rapfuura ra2016 paita zvoizvowe vanhu vachiratidzira mukati memigwagwa yemaguta pamusoro pekushata kuri kuita upfumi hwenyika. Vakuru vanopa maresinesi veBroadcasting Authority of Zimbabwe vakatobuda pachena vakanyora tsamba kumawairesi akaita sana Star FM nekunana ZBC kuti hamufanirwe kupa mukana kune vanhu vari kupikisana hurumende, vari kupikisa hurumende vakaita sana Tajamuka, vakaita sana Pastor Ivan Mawarire veDisplayed. Saka tikatarangarira zvakare kuti ZFM yakatodzinga vamwe basa vaishandako nekuti vange vanzi makutaura zvisiringatenderwe kunyanya kupa mukana kune vanopikisana nehurumende kuti vangachibuda pamaresinesi. Mukavhunza vamwe vakaita seElection Resource Center, iboka rakazvimirira roga rinokurudzira nyaya dzekuitwa kwesarudzo zvakasununguka, vakatorambidzwa kuburitsa dzimwe nyaya kuStar FM zvichinzi nyaya dzenyidzi dzichataurwa nevanhu vanoita zveopposition. Yange iri nyaya yekugweru City Council vakoka vakombaini veMDC kuti vazotaura. Saka mawairesi haasisina mukana wokuti anga akasununguka
kutaura nyaya sezvadzise zvazviri ukatenda kuchitaura nyaya dzinoita sengori kupindisana nehurumende nyaya dzidzo dzinotomiswa kuti aiwa pana dzitenderwe saka zvakuitwa ndezvekuti tingaite tine mawairesi akawandisa achitepfenyura kwakasiyana siyana mhepfenyuro dzichitepfenyura kwakasiyana siyana ana ZFM ana Star FM asi nyaya yavari kutaura vese vari kuitora mugango rimwe chete rinove mumuromo wezanupf
aiwa tinotenda rega timboende kune muteereri wedu unkomo
ye baba nkomo kunjani kunape icimweni uyaphila nkomo
kunjani baba nkomo
anyaphile
ye ublessing kade funa ukukhulumisa ngesona manje ngesindebele manje ukhohliwe
mina ngiyakhuluma ngiyadobadoba
hayi mina ngitshela zonke ngiyataura zese
ngiyaa so uzabile kodwa wasekhohlili engathi sabona uyathini phambili
ya
hayi anyway uyazama kodwa ye so ungathini-ke baba nkomo ngemsakazo yezimbabwe
lapho akulalutho baba ngoba ngabe kuthiwa ngabantu abafe ngabe vele sitestations esindebele 24 hours lesesitonga lesesinambiya lesesikhalanga zonke iindimi zekhaya njengalapha e-South Africa that's why i-South Africa ngiyi-rate one of the best country in the world kungabi lobandlululo into eyenzakale ebhinga sibe yazi eyenzakale eplumtree esibe yazi emtare anti bonti abantu bebebulawa yigugurawondo ngabe kuthiwa babekhaviwe khona khana ngabe wonke umuntu wezimbabwe uyakwazi igugurawondo endaweni enjeyabula nantu abangaka ngoba zazi ngabe zikhaviwe indawo lesa but ngendawo ukuthi kwakumnyama vele sakubona thina ngamehlo yikho esikuripota lamhlanje siyakwazi laphana kwapho abantu abangaka kwapho abantu abangaka but ngendawo ukuthi kwangalaz ZBC outright vele asila ZBC ufiwe angeke ngithi vele kuye ZBC ngoba since ngabuya lapha angikulaleli ngaze ngibuye ekhambela ngumvuli benguvula nje mayele ndidlala but asonto vele ngihamba ngizitshela ukuthi ngiyayivula aslong kungenziwanga khona lokhu ukuthi isindebele sodwa isikhalanga sodwa ishona sodwa zonke iindimi zodwa konke abakufakayo lokho yidodi baba anguvuli vele ngaze ngibuye ekhaya unless kube ngxenye le-collision yamanye ama-political party alabantu abacabangela abanye abantu laminye imihlobo engxenye kungaba ngcono
ye kodwa singasikhangela kathi okwenza ukuthi ibandla le-ZANU PF lingavumi ukuthi kube le msakazo emnengi kuyini
angithi abantu babahamba betshontshwe lapha babebulawa khona ke ngikutsho okwenziwa ngo-1983 ukuthi bengavulala umuntu laphana kuyaba ukhaviwe kungavulawa umuntu nendaweni enjekabalapha phela like e-South Africa njengamanje akula nto ongayiyenza encane ingabonakali but ngenzeza ukuthi behamba bebulala umuntu etholotho le kakwazakala kukhava lutho bebulala umuntu ebhinga le akukhava lutho its very unfortunate ngoba like izigaba zenze ngiziqambayo asilama-leaders abasimele ephalamente or abasimele phezulu vele abantu bengqondo bebulawa betshiswe benziweni bebetholwa amanga into ezingekhoyo njengona uyabona ntu bakide ngapha ama-trade bama bebotshiwe akusunywa kuthule kutetu akulamuntu okhavileyo ale ngale ufika sebegijima ngani kuthiwa kufwembu unkulunkulu kodwa kungathontsha umuntu wakithi ebulawe ngale mathebeleni uyakhava mbani iscova akula lutho baba labona bokuthiwa kumele abantu bakithi yinto vele ezisetshenziswayo ukuthi ungakhuluma uyaxotshwa kule phathi ihamba lapho ovela khona uthi uyakhompena uyaxotshwa kuzaba nzima especially ebantwini bakithi emhlubulweni wakithi
so kuzadingakalani ukuthi kugcine kule msakazo enjengomsakazo kankomo nje uthi uhamba ngaphansi kwesihlahla uzisakazele wena
I think ubaba udavengwa umele izaphu esiyaphuma kuzanu leke beyitem ukuthi phakathi yona siyaphuma kudala angazi ngabantu abaphilile engqondweni bafunisiwe ezibhedlele izaphu yaphuma ngo-2008 lo Morgan Tsvangirai kabuye lo Westman Ncube kabuye lo mama uMjuru ngale kabuye lo Pete ngale kabuye behlale bonke lawo mangoma behlale phansi sibe labantu yabona abazabantu ukuthi ngingayibhinga ngalesike bengijhayela izandla ngayindawoni endi bengijhayela izandla sesifakele iziteshini zona ezethu ezifunayo uyabona
hayi enkomo kasikuzwile baba sibongele kakhulu
hayi siyabonga kakhulu baba
ye so that was Mr. Nkomo he talked about so many issues but I think what is very important about what we are saying is you know ZANU PF doesn't want to part with radio stations or some radio frequencies because of the fact that the ruling party fears that it perpetrated, allegedly perpetrated violence against the people of Zimbabwe. So, and then the election process as well, they want to get hold of it and do whatever they want. But he says if Zimbabweans want to have their own kind of radios or radio stations, they need to come together as political parties, and after getting together as political parties, then vote for a person of their choice. Then you can have a free kind of media, you know? Yeah.
Interesting. Before we go to our next caller, let's just briefly go to Mr. Mkundu. Mr. Mkundu?
Or maybe...
Okay. You have worked in Namibia, and your work at MISA, I think it also means you have experience when it comes to the region as a whole. How is Zimbabwe performing compared to other regional countries?
Under the only remaining absolute monarch in this world, we are the second worst when it comes to the opening of the airwaves. I was in Zambia just in December, and they have 99 registered radio stations, the majority of which are not government-owned. Zambia has a radio station in every district. People talk, they talk about development, they talk about politics in Mozambique. There are over 50. In Malawi, you are now talking of over 15. Same with Botswana, South Africa, over 100 radio stations. So this is a resource for development. But we have a problem in Zimbabwe where ZANU-PF thinks that radio is only about politics. So you see that everything that is talked about in Zimbabwe is about politics. Potholes, politics. Corruption, politics. Education, politics. So if ZANU-PF allows the sector to open up, the people of Zimbabwe have a lot of things to share among themselves. People want to talk about their culture. They want to talk about their families. They want to talk about their issues in their own community area without having to be fed from Harare and Montrose in Bulawayo and Gweru. So we are really lagging behind the region. We are actually better than Swaziland only throughout the whole region. And if you go to many African countries, we are even far worse. DRC, despite all its problems, is actually far more radio stations than Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Regati Tura Mwemtereri, Mkoma Joe Magadi.
Ndinani makasimere.
Aiwa, tiripoti peo pfungwa dzenyu Mkoma Joe nenyadze maredwitz.
Movement.
tinozongora vatunzi matori mitsete nguva dzose kaza zvatorwa zvaitwa kubati kuti vanenge vachivanza zvinhu zvakawanda hazvibudi ukazoteerera kumateshe dzakaita sena ndopaunotozonzwawo zvinhu zviri kuitikawo
saka
zvinhu zviri kuitike ngwani munyika medu asi mabepa avo kachi hauzvinzwi ukaberenga bepa ravo herald ndozvinenge zviri kokunyuzi dzinotanga dzapepeswa dzatariswa yani votanga kunyora nepavo pavanoda vonyika nepavo pavanoda kuti vafadze vanhu ipo zvino kuti vaburise kuti kana kuno kumamisha vanhu vatotanga kunyoreswa sezvimweni zvitupa dzimba dzoga dzoga mari dzavo hazvibudi nekuti vanoziva kuti hazvifanira kuzivikanwa vanobva kuti maredio atorwa kusavabato kuta kukurudzira kuita zvino zvebato ravo rezanenge zvimberi
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joe. I think you heard the Gibbs from Joe. Joe is saying in Zimbabwe you are free to talk, but you are not free after talking.
That's a tough
one. So he's saying that, you know, radio is all about propaganda and there's no other alternative source for news. And there are many issues that he says are not being covered because the radio stations that are there are actually... you know, just reporting on one thing, you know, trying to do PR for ZANU-PF, Gibbs.
Let me go back to Mr. Mkundu. Mr. Mkundu, are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still on the line, Gibbs.
Yeah, so talking about this radio sphere, you know, there's something that is happening and you are saying it every day. Does it mean that young people listen to radio or social media has taken over everything?
Well, the truth is that in urban areas where you have a high penetration or access to the internet, social media has certainly taken over. The evidence is by hundreds, if not thousands, of youth that you see plugging in on their earphones, listening to music on social media and sharing information on social media, especially WhatsApp. But in rural areas, there is a problem of access. You have limited access to internet. So those young people in rural areas are mostly fed information from radio. And it so happens that Radio Zimbabwe is still the dominant media that is accessed in rural areas. And what this means is that those young people fed ZANU-PF propaganda on a daily basis. They don't get balanced information. They don't get to hear about other political parties or leaders or other issues that are critical of ZANU-PF. And as we go towards 2018, it's a problem that will actually get young people in rural areas mobilized for violence using such messages from ZBC. And other state-controlled radio stations.
Thank you, Mr. Mkundu. Do stay on the line. Regatiende unemwe mtereri mkoma Douglas. Magadi mkoma Douglas.
Kefara, hebi magadi.
Aiwa, isu tirinani mkoma Douglas. Irimuda hiru mainzi kwa inga hati V18.
Tiriku inga chaiko. Nyaya nechika mnona nde kuti kana tindaida kutanga unakutaura ndichiti kastudio 7 handiti hapana wamunorambidza kana wamunosarudza ungava uri webato ripi munongotendera kutaura.
Haiwa pano hapana makuva embwa. Hatina divi ratinorerekera.
Zvinoitika majozi nevamwe vanozoti kana sesi nhasi tataurawo nzinzi yachinzikoai wakazotaura waitaurirei unorerekera kubato ripi de majekesera vateereri kuti munhu wese akasununguka kutaura zvaanofunga.
Aiwa, ndozvatinotogara tichizivisa kuti chido chedu ndechekuti munhu wese ataure pfungwa dzake chero tisinganyombane kutukana kana kumarana marana, asi kana tichingotaura hedu hanzi shoko harivhikwika, tinenge tichingotaura zvedu zvakanaka kuri kuvaka nyika. Hapana basa kuti uri webato ripi, uri webato ripi.
Ya izo zvombizo zvechaiko ingangidozviziva izvi zvasi kunokwandogarawo kuna ana goko sen vanoita zvokuti ukataura pastudio vatorerekera une rumwe bato asi zvisinei nekuti vanofunga saizvozvo munhu wese akasununguka kutaura zvaanofunga ndaangida kutaura ndichiti nyaya inoitika muno muzimbabwe chokwadi freedom of speech yakanyorwa muma2013 asi manje dei tagona kuti chiitevedzerewo tese pasava neanoti mukatarisa Leonard chaike kariko gashagata akati mutemo wekwedu wakarerekera divi rimwe iwoyo nyaya iyoyo zvechokwadi inongori yakarerekerawo divi rimwe dei taedza kuti zvisinei nekuti uriwe wabuda mupamani tova nerule of law tese toteedzera mutemo nyika yedu inoenda mberi nedure
Aiwa manyatso baya dede nemukanwa. Tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Douglas apo. Gibbs wanzwa apo mukoma Douglas vachikuruma
sevedi.
Taura apa ehe. Of course what Mr. Douglas was saying is saying that where he is in the Midlands sometimes if you are heard contributing your views on Studio 7 it means trouble for you. So he wanted us to make it clear that this is a radio station for everyone.
Yes, which is good.
You know,
whether
you are ZANU-PF, MDC, Mavambo, Transform Zimbabwe, answer, you know, any political party, you are free to contribute, you know. But what we just don't tolerate is hate speech.
Hate speech is very dangerous. Exactly. Still remember Radio Rwanda and all those kind of things.
Exactly. And people who might want to, you know, promote violence. Mm-hmm. We encourage people to speak their mind, you know, and then we can have dialogue, which is really meaningful.
That's right.
Yes.
What in Gubeke kuno kungesinde peri ye. Kuno baba lapo kote is a phonea. Yes, a Midlands. Kuna hali phone kuluma. We kuluma ngesi phonea civil city. Enga kakulumilu tufunu nita chela bantu kuti sichela bantu. Ukuti umsakazo lo, umsakazo kazulu. Umsakazo kutu ya kuluma okufisa yo. Akunjenge eminye imisakazi ukuthi ungavele ukhulume sokuthiwa ha lapha lalapha ha-a lapho uyakhuluma inhliziyo yakho uvuleke esifubeni as long as ungathethisi muntu ongafunakaleyo ukuthi uthuke yabona thethisa umuntu ublesse ngunje wathintini no khuluma ingqondo yakho kuphelele khonapho kunjalo mfowethu
that's true rega itende kuna mkoma Joshua mwemtereri wedu mkoma Joshua makadi
nofana makadi mkoma
isu tiri nani zvedu zvemutowa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro tipewo pfungwa dzenyu munoona senyaya yeradio iyi mungati here muri kufara nekutefenyurwa kuri kuitwa nhau muzimbabwe
ya chekutanga ndinoda kuti ndimbomhoresawo vana mukoma Blessing variko nana mukoma Jonga nevamwe vese vana vagibi
aiwa
tinotendamhoresa nevateereri vese vakateerera studio 7 chiti ngatiendereteerera studio 7 nenhau dzainotipakurira idzi topinda munhau yemaradio station zvanga zvakanakawo chose kuti tiwane maradio anonge achibatanidza maguta ese nematunhu ese asi nekudawo kwenyika yedu zvinorema kuti vanhu vasununguke chaiko kutaura kunyange maradio akavapo kusunungurwa tisina kusunungurwa hazvi handioni kuti vanhu vanenge vakasunungukawo kutaura kana maradio station macho chaimo kunyange chaivo vashandi vanoshanda vanotepfenyura vari mumaradio station vanoshanda zvavo kungotiwo kutotsvaga asi kuti vataure zvavo kuti vataure vakasununguka havana kusununguka chaiko chaiko kuti vatepfenyure paradio station zvekuti anotoanenge achitotya kuti zvino zvandataura izvi mangwana ndinomuka ndodai tikambotarisa nhau mukambotarisa ndokunga ndokungafaita mazimbabwe nenigeria ito tasinyatsoziva kuti igore ripi mukoma Charles Mabika vakakomenda JJ Okocha achitamba bhora vakapedzisira basa ratombopera mukatarisa izvezvizvi mazuva apera aya munyaya dzamukoma Mawariridzi vachinhivira pafacebook facebook yacho yakapedzisira yaakutoiswa mutemo yekunzi mitemo inofanira kudai mitemo inofanira kudai andipa tokumbira kuzanupf tidea atiregererawo yapa vanhu malicense vakazvimiririrawo kutiwo zvisiri zvavo zvematongerwo enyika kana kuti tikwanisewo kutepfenyurwa mukatasa dzimwe nzvimbo dzakaita semaremote areas masaisai chaiwa haasviki ikokoko kuti mukwanise kuziva kuti munyika kuitikei muri kudii. Kutotenga TV unondotsvaga nedvd racho kuti ukwanise kunge uchiridza TV yaunenge watenga. Redhiyo kutotenga yekuridza mausb bhozi masaisai haasi kusvika. Ukatasa nzvimbo dzakaita semasvingo region inzvimbo shoma dzinobata maradio stations.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Joshua.
Ya, ipapo ngavatibatsirewo ipapo kuti ngavagadzirisewo munhu rini bhozi ngavasangoswera vachingorwa vachingozvinatsa paredio yavo. Vafana kana nemunhu kirini chaimo mumarod chaimo unoona vachikurudzira vanovaka kunovakwa matogeti but togeti 200 meters pane ipo mutogeti macho imomo unotonzvenga unotonzveka potihwo mutogeti imomo ucha kutonzvengera kupi munhu asvike kuti abhadhare togeti unge adarika nepapotihwo iroro ningiri saka unotosaka kuti wosvika sei patogeti kuti ubhadhare togeti. Ngavatisunungurewo vanhu vezvematongerwo enyika vakaita sebato riri kutonga rezanup f ngavape vanhu malicense vanhu vakwanise kutepfenyura vakasununguka
sinei
kuti matongerwo enyika because ukapiwa radio station utonzi anozokurudzira zvakadai so munhu akatara zvaanenge ataura kuti varume ngatisunungukei munomu utonzi auri kukurudzira ugandanga anga asunga uri dapirigura hurumende nekuti ati nhingi wazodai nhingi wazoresva pakati kanzi nhingi waba mari uri muhurumende unzi aiwa uri kukurudzira ugandanga hauso ugandanga asi kuti ngavachinjewo zvinhu zvavari kuita tisununguke munyika tiwane maradio station tiwane kubudirira ndo zvinounza budiriro munyika budiriro haingoinokuti ata mabhizinesi inobudirirawo kuburikidzawo nemaradio station.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru nguma Joshua nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Handiti kam
tinotenda
zvikuru.
You heard there from Joshua, he's saying that the government must allow other players to come in. The more the merrier, and he's saying radio is also good for development. And therefore the government must ensure that there are many players. Gibbs.
Yes, lo mnumzana ke unqube lapha osecongweni. Baba Ncube kunjani?
Oh, yes.
Yes, tin labo kona ngona bunqu.
Ah, kona phezulu laba ndoda, I'm free.
Oh, udala sakugcina sibili, useze sakuthola he?
Ah, sizo ntola. Eh, ha yabo kune 19. Kanti akusibhele ukuthiwe zathisa lo Eric Knight liba bangasitela kuhle ukuthi vele kathi bachothwa njani ngesikhathi laphana usamama uJonathan nedivisa yodaily news and so forth liba bangasitela ngcono nje akulaya mazwi amakhulu amaningi endawo.
Bengizame-ke u-Ezra Chisa. Ye, bengumzamele uChisa sibili ukuthi ifoni yakhe kathi ngani iyahlupha.
Bakithi umtata engasithela kuhle ngoba owabhemimba nje kuzanele ekhuzeni kuti-radio Zimbabwe uyo ngasidizidaka njani
yanjo phela. Hayi, ukhuluma kuhle sibili mnumzana. Kodwa-ke nxasikhangele Ncube, nxasikhangele kakhulu sibili okwenzakala ebantwini emakhaya. Singathi iradio nxa ukuthi khuluma ulutho abantu bahle bekuthathe kunjalo bethi hayi kuloku liqiniso.
Yabonke nakunjani tipsi thina vele iradio iradio Zimbabwe mna vele angisayivuli mna mvula iradio khonapho ngo-7 until izinye kusinyuzi ze-Voice of America izinye lala ngo-9 anti yabona le angiyibonje usiyayo ukuthi ngithona ngiyivula ngoba into yabe iyikhuluma vele mna ngabe ngingayi-understand ukuthi ikhuluma anti yabona.
Kodwa nxa ulalela abantu sibili abanye batho ukuthi hayi beyilalela iradio ithe lokho
baba.
Abanye bayatsho sibili bathi hayi izolo phela kumbe lamhla ngilalele iradio ithe lokhu ngakho-ke abakhulumayo liqiniso.
Hayi, akulanto eliqiniso vele kade vele wakwawuza ngapho yona ibandla lezandla isitela iqiniso enempilweni yakhona. Into ezane vele izane yakuthela into ephuma emlonyeni yayo but ingasoze ikwenze kungaphathisi bantu eZimbabwe nje yabona. Thina siyabe sifuna into esi-information esizayizwa njengestudio 7 ithi ngayikhangela ngibona ukuthi iliqiniso nje yabona.
So kodwa
nxa studio 7 sithola information engcono futhi engeke kwesinye isikhathi liyasinceda liyasivikela sihlala sivele sinanzelele ukuthi okurongo yikuphi okuhle yikuphi nje yabona. Lapha kustudio Zimbabwe asiboni ngithuthi ngiye zakalani kade sithi u-Eric Knight no-Ezra ibade abantu abade ngasicela kuhle ngoba basebenza khona siyakwazi ukuthi baxotshwa njani. Kade bengatsheli abantu bezimbabwe ukuthi yeyi laphana madoda kunje laphana kunje laphana kunje laba kunesinye siyabe sesikhuluma nje kokufanisela but laba labantu bewe le bexotsha baxotshelwa khona lokho ukuthi nala bakuzama ukuthi bekhuluma bezibethwe ngaloko mdlezana kuyabona.
Hhayi utshaya kuhle ncube utshayele sibili ngibonge kakhulu
yakubona akuthi begazela ngazekele imibambe kodwa kwelinye ilanga
hhayi sizakwenza sizazamdinga ukuthi lamdla ke incingo ngani azitshayi kuhle sibili
ya kodwa kwenzekala siyabonga thisha
sibonge kakhulu ubona imuli yakho baba.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Regai ti dzoke kwamuri vamukundu muchiri pa here parunare. Ah, vamukundu. Vamukundu. Nare achinengere kuti netsei Gipsa. But for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the sixth edition of the World Radio Day. We are, of course, talking about the importance of radios in your life. So feel free to call us so that we can talk about this very important topic. Mr. Mkundu, Madzoka here.
Yes, ndiri pano.
Tinengeta atabo kushaya mpichana. Tangachita kutaura kuti tichitarisawo anonzi macommunity radios aya akakosha zvakadii muupenyu hwevanhu.
Macommunity radio akakosha muupenyu hwevanhu kunyanya munyika dzichiri kubudirira dzakaita seZimbabwe dzine matambudziko makuru akaita sekushaikwa kwenzvimbo dzeutano dzakawanda tingati mahealth facilities. Achiri kugadzirisa nyaya dzedzidzo, achiri kugadzirisa nyaya dzekugara kwevanhu zvakanaka. Nekuti vanhu vazhinji vari kumaruwa kunyanya, vamwe vacho havakwanise havana mukana wekuona manewspaper, vamwe vacho havana mukana wekuona matv, havana mukana wekuona dzimwe nguva maInternet. Saka macommunity radio akakosha pakuti ndiyo inova mukana anopa mukana wekuti vanhu vazive zvakawanda pamusoro penyaya dzebudiriro, pamusoro penyaya dzekodzero, pamusoro penyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika, uyezvo kuti vanhu vataure pane zvavanoda ivo. Saka muchaona kuti macommunity radio anenge ari evanhu vemunzvimbo imomo, ndivo vanenge vachiungana vachironga zvavari kuda kutaura pamusoro peupenyu, zvoenda kuvakuru, zvoendawo mukati menharaunda yavo. Saka macommunity radio kunzvimbo dzaari kushandiswa zvakanaka, munotoona kuti zvirwere zvakaita sana HIV AIDS zvinogona kutodzika. Pundutso panyaya dzekurima chaidzo, vanhu vanotowana ruzivo rwakati kure rwokurima. Nyaya dzemhirizhonga mukati medzimba, tingati gender based violence, zvinogona kutodzika. Nenyaya dzekodzero dzevana vasikana vadiki zvinotodzika, kubatwa zvibharo, nekuti vanhu vanenge vaine mukana wokukurukura pamusoro pezviri kuita mukati menharaunda yavo. Saka community radio yakakosha nekuti ndo inopa vanhu mukana wekuti vakoverane pamusoro pezviri kuitika mukati menzvimbo yavo. Saka izvozvo ndo zvatiri kutaura kuti muZimbabwe munofanira kuitawo macommunity radio station, kuti vanhu vari kuchipinde, vari kucholocho, vari kumzarabhani, vari mukati menzvimbo yavo vachitaura vari vega, vasingaudzwe nari kuHarare kana kuBulawayo kuti itaiso itaiso, vachishedza kanzura wavo, vachishedza mambo wavo, vachishedza teacher, headmaster, mukoti, vachishedza sabhuku, vachikurukura vari pamwe chete pamusoro pematambudziko avari kusangana nawo.
Tinotenda zvikuru vamukundu. Regai tiende kune mumwe muteereri, mukoma Enoch. Muri sei mukoma Enoch? Mukoma Enoch.
Halo.
Makadi.
Novare hedu ndinoda kutanga kukwazisawo hama dzangu dzose dziri mukati menyika yeZimbabwe nekwese kuno kumabasa kwatiri.
Mukoma Enoch, munenge muri kure nefoni yenyu, uri paspeakerfoni here, hatisi kunzwanana, tiri kungonzwa noise.
Mako ndidzo here, ndakaita paloud.
Okay, taura henyu tinzwa. But you are saying, of course, there might be security concerns, as the government is saying, but you know, he sees whatever is happening as really oppression on the part of the government, but unfortunately could not go further and explain his point because phones are a bit problematic. But of course, we urge our callers to keep on trying, Gibbs.
I still remember the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation was actually structured in several ways. And one of the ways was to have it, you know, stratified using different radio kind of languages. Radio 1, you still remember, it was mainly English. Radio 2, Shona and Ndebele, and it was mainly focusing on rural and urban areas. And then with a commercial radio station, Radio 3, that's where there were so many of these DJs and all those kind of people. Then Radio 4 was an educational channel. I don't know whether it's still there, but I guess maybe. I'm not sure.
So, you remember the radio lesson?
Yeah, the radio lessons. You know, you get all those kind of, you know. And then when you go to Radio 2, then you've got radio programs like Ukoko Labantwana, you know, all those kind of things. Quite interesting during that time. But let's talk to Spanda here. Hey, Baba Spanda, unwanjani?
Siyaphila njani baba?
Inyaphila kakhulu ungaphi Spanda?
Ngisegoli eVilavila.
Ye, kunjani kunapha eGoli?
Hayi, koright baba.
Ye, lokho kwezulu mfubhiya kade sikuzwa ngamanga.
Hayi, kuqinise.
Eh, kuhamba njani bani? Kunzima.
Eh, kunzima, hayi kuzalunga.
Ye, kuzalunga mfowethu. So asikhulubeke ngemsakazo ukuthi imsakazo ukhanya ngazani eZimbabwe. Ayikaphi mina ngangako. Xa sikhangela eGoli mina ngokumangalisayo. So I could mess
it up. Hayi, ama total afethe ngoba afuna iqiniso. Oh manje uma ungaya ekhaya usaba lokhuluma ulimi lwakini. Abantwana basesindebeleni bakhuluma isiShona. Abasalwazi ulimi lakibo ngenxa ukuthi akuna umuntu obafundisayo, akuna ama radio stations. Bafakele ukuthi bafunde ulimi olulodwa. Njalo ungakhuluma iqiniso kumele uvalelwe. Into nje abayithava nje abantu laba basibusayo.
Kodwa kuyasebenza yini khona kulomuntu ongavalela iqiniso sibili ulikhiyele ebhekini uthi asulivalele?
Eyi, abantu bayesaba. Akusebenzi, akusebenzi. Kodwa kwande kuzolunga.
Njani sibani?
Sengibona engalungisa indaba leyo. Uthi la mabandla aphikisayo maye ngahlangana shem basizwele babumbe into eyodwa ukuthi baqalelele ngoba nestate bika siyovota ngithi. So kulito ukuthi khona manje izinto eziningi. Abantu abakwazi ukuthi bazovota kanjani. Akula muntu obafinyelele, especially emakhaya. Akula muntu obabonisayo indlela ukuthi okay, kusasa sifuna lokho. Ilizwe leZimbabwe singalikhulula kanjani. Wabona, sivalelekile.
Akufunakali phone radio.
Kumele abantu bathole ama-license, sikwazi iqiniso. Kungasini okwamanje ngasiyazi ukuthi kwenzakalani ezweni leZimbabwe.
Shuwa phela.
Please, siyazicela, please, liqiniso, silingadeli. Nakusasa lisinikeze iqiniso. Na ngiyamamela every day impela ngiyabonga kakhulu ngemsebenzi wenza madoda.
Hayi siyabonga kakhulu lati ke mnumzana Spanda.
Ngibongile kakhulu baba.
Yes, so kodwa ngakugangela ubona zani pho kungaguquka kodwa ngokubuya kwesikhathi. Cela ngisuka lemsekazo emnene.
Ye, manje abantu bengabambana babe into yinye bazama ukuhlisa lo muntu lo sesihlalweni. Umthetho iguquke itshintshwe eZimbabwe ube nomthetho ovumela wonke umuntu. Umuntu lo omunye unelungelo lokukhuluma into ayifunayo. Eh, wawuthi ufostele ukuthi umuntu avume nje amanga ayabhekile. Mayethi uyaphikisa sengumuntu omuntu. Akunzima madoda, akunzima. Siyabonga ukuthi likhona. Kungasini, hhayi, sisemnyameni thina.
Yebo phela.
Kakhulu baba.
Hayi, sibongile kakhulu ke Spanda. Sizahlangana futhi ngesikhathi esibuya.
Hayi, ntoboka kwazalula.
Ntoboka baba. Yeah, so that was Mr. Spanda. He was calling us from South Africa. So you are saying that you know the government is actually suffocating the radio sphere because they want to kill the truth. He says, you know, the truth is not wanted in Zimbabwe. So what do you do? Get rid of anything that is very independent in terms of radio stations and have Radio Zimbabwe as the thing, you know? And he says, at times you can find that even some languages are getting lost, like Ndebele, for example. He says, they're just no radio stations that concentrate on this kind of language. So at the end of the day, kids end up learning one language or some other languages. So and then he says, finally, the idea can be for people to have a good kind of media sphere is to have a coalition of these guys that are in the opposition so that they can be voted in. I think this is the second guy to say this kind of thing. Yeah?
A change of government is the only way out, according to some callers there. Let's go back to Mr. Mkundu. Now, Mr. Mkundu, talking about you know, some of the reasons that the government is giving for not issuing licenses, they are also saying that the economy is not performing well. And therefore, it makes absolutely no sense to keep on giving out licenses. Is this a justifiable reason?
Well, it's not a justifiable reason. We have not seen them not issuing licenses for bottle stores because the economy is not performing well. They have not stopped issuing licenses for shops and for any other business. So if we look at radio stations from a dual point, that one, it's a business. Someone actually can make money, can employ people, can pay taxes to the government through the radio station. Then it's true that radio stations are actually about the freedom of expression. So the government cannot regulate people for talking. You cannot say, talk now, then don't talk this time, talk in this manner. This is a broadcasting, just as a reminder, is now a right in our constitution. So it means that what the government can only do is to say, this is the criteria for applying for licenses. But right now, it's only the government that actually invites people to apply. Then the process is very politicized. It's about whether you are politically correct or not. So this whole argument that the economy is small is not a genuine argument. Let them give people licenses and let those people fail on their own. So it's not for the government to control how people utilize their resources. If you look at Zambia as an example, if you go to the Independent Broadcasting Authority of Zambia, all they look at is whether you have the money in your account to set up the radio station, whether the frequency is available, what program do you want to broadcast, and all those things. Then they give you the license. Whether you fail or succeed, that's up to you. So the government cannot be worried about whether people will fail because of the economy or succeed. Let them give the licenses. Then people will
either
swim or sink.
Thank you, Gibbs.
Yes, Mr. Mpofu, long have you called your cleaner? Even Mpofu, is that Sambile?
Yes, Mr. Dubis, is that the right
time? You have to call you, Posela Kokona Poke, I'm a fan.
I mean, into I like to call in. We have to South Africa while I'm a radio, I'm a name. Iredo in Sedakulu, Yoboni Sabanti in Pin. Mande Tina, Eka in Kala Shai, you would as Zanke Abanti Bafune, Ugut Gubena, my radio, Ekale. Bafuna iredo one SABC, ZBC. Kanti e South Africa la isivenda sile radio yayo isangane izulu what yonke language iyazimela lapha bekuba ngaphansi kwe ZBC.
We jayile kakhulu sibandisikade du kodwa uyibethile sibili. Siyabonga Mpofini. Yes, spoke kakhulu bo.
Of course, we want to take this opportunity to thank our guest this evening, Mr. Rashid Mkundu, former MISA director, Mr. Zenzile Ndebele, director, Center for Innovation and Technology, and of course, callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, our listeners, and of course, our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.